This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana homeowner property tax rebates saw about three-quarters of eligible homeowners applied for the rebate during the period that closed October 2nd. 226,000 applications were submitted, of nearly 300,000 eligible. The property tax rebates, up to $675 per homeowner, were passed by the Montana legislature earlier this year. A similar round of rebates will be offered next year. The Montana Department of Revenue says that the vast majority of approved claims, 96%, were for the full $675 rebate amount. Of the 292,000 owner-occupied homes potentially eligible for the rebate, the figure is actually lower. The Montana Department of Revenue now believes that figure was an overestimate because of other eligibility requirements included in the law. The rebates were generally available to resident homeowners who lived in and paid taxes on a Montana residence for at least 7 months in 2022. The Revenue Department's application form required taxpayers to provide their property address, Social Security number, state property database geocode, and the amount paid on their 2022 tax bill. That process came under some criticism, including from former Democratic Governor Brian Schweitzer, as being unduly burdensome. Others criticized the rebate as far too little to compensate homeowners facing huge valuation increases from this year's reappraisal cycle, increasing property taxes by much more than the rebate, and affecting far more Montana residents than can apply for and receive the rebate. The U.S. Forest Service is saying it will delay the opening of Snow Bowl Ski Area north of Missoula until its owners first fix problems discovered with the site's chairlifts. Lolo National Forest Supervisor Carolyn Upton said that she will not allow Snow Bowl to operate this winter if the ski area doesn't address the problems this fall before it plans to open in December. The chairlift problems were identified during a review this summer of the ski area's four aerial chairlifts and two surface tows, following years of mounting concern that the lifts were unsafe. Upton said the review identified several issues with the lifts. Snow Bowl operates on the Lolo National Forest via a special use permit. The Forest Service has the authority to suspend or revoke Snow Bowl's special use permit if the ski area cannot meet the terms of the permit. The U.S. Forest Service ordered the chairlift review performed by an outside engineer hired by Snow Bowl following a series of chairlift failures and other safety issues that included a March incident in which a man and his four-year-old son fell from an improperly modified chairlift at the ski area when the chair struck a lift tower and broke apart. Snow Bowl's lift operators and ski patrol failed to respond to the incident. After that accident, the Forest Service shut down the lift in question, Snow Park, for the rest of last season, pending an engineering review and repairs. The agency also ordered the ski area to develop a plan to improve lift operator and ski patrol response to incidents. The Forest Service's increased scrutiny of Snow Bowl's lifts and operational safety comes amid a series of safety incidents at the troubled ski area, including two deaths earlier this year. Last month, Greg Seitz, a longtime Missoula-area sawyer and prolific skier, was found dead after a logging accident while working at Snow Bowl. He was reportedly working alone and was struck by a falling tree. Seitz was working as a contractor for Snow Bowl as part of a timber sale that the ski area purchased to clear runs. Earlier this year in April, a drunk driver struck and killed his friend, 66-year-old Raimondo Tesoro of Lolo, in Snow Bowl's parking lot after a day of skiing. And the March incident on the Snow Park lift was only the latest in years of chairlift failures at Snow Bowl. On New Year's Day 2020, an empty chair on the Laval lift broke off the main haul cable, damaging it just after two skiers had unloaded from the chair at the top of the lift. In December 2011, a chair on the Laval lift struck a lift attendant at the lower terminal and detached from the haul cable. The chair also fell off the cable the previous summer after striking an elderly man in the unloading zone. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.